It's no small feat to reconstruct an exhibition that originally took place 65 years ago. But that's what Hal Marcus, our well-known El Paso artist and gallery owner, is doing currently. Welcome, Hal. What inspired you to do this?
Well, you know, it was Tom Lee month, and we got a call from the Tom Lee Institute. And I remembered that Tom Lee was in the first 1949 Sun Carnival exhibit, which was a landmark of an exhibit because mm-hmm. there were about 180 artists from a radius of 300 miles. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to shed some light on Tom Lee, but also on about 150 artists that people had never heard of. And so I said, let's just tackle it. My friend Holly Cox had a program from 1949.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So there we go. We had the names of the paintings, and about five of the paintings are actual paintings that were in the exhibit.
That's stunning. Isn't that, I mean, just to think that one program,
right?
You know, I hang on to programs like that thinking, why do I need this? And
right,
eventually I let them go, and one program came through.
So all the artists are dead. It's the Dead Artist Society.
Yes.
But we have about 40 artists that we found the paintings by them. Not that we're in an exhibit, but paintings by them.
Okay.
And it's going to be October 5th. It's on a Sunday. And then the cool thing is that I've been involved with the Sunset Heights Tour of Homes for the past 5 or 6 years. So that's happening the same day. So it's a very historical, because Sunset Heights is historical, and the exhibit is historical. And the Sun Carnival exhibit is still going on today. And the Sun Carnival exhibit started the Art Association, which is still going on today. So this was a pretty important exhibit. It was the biggest, greatest exhibit El Paso had ever had.
This is a wonderful convergence of events. Excellent timing. And, of course, the Art Association is having their big gala this evening at the Crossland Gallery surrounding their Arts International show. And your reception for the opening tomorrow is from noon to 5 p.m. Is this open to the general public?
Yes, it is. It's open to everybody. Yes, it is. The Sunset Heights Tour of Homes and the 1949 Sun Carnival Artist Reunion.
And do I understand correctly that you're going to have representatives at your gallery from the early El Paso Art Collectors Organization there to answer questions and educate us?
That's right. And also the Women's Club is going to be open for the Sunset Heights Home of Tour, and they have some wonderful artwork there as well. Also, the Trost Home is going to be a part of the tour. The Little Temple at El Paso Community College.
I love that building.
Yes, it's going to be open. The Burgess House, which is historical. The Palmore Apartments. John Carr's home
for the first time.
I was in it the other day, and he was really the person who put Sunset Heights on the map. And also the park that was named after him a couple of months ago is going to be open, so to speak. And Stephanie Carr and Mark are opening up their home. Believe me, just seeing their home is going to be worth it.
This is the 11th year that the Sunset Heights Tour of Homes has taken place. I love the time of year and the time of day from noon to 4 p.m. And it's just $10. For adults, $5 for kids to take the tour and see all these beautiful homes. It's just a wonderful way to spend time and to visit with people that you see in each of the homes. They're so gracious about sharing details, and it's a lovely way to spend a day. Plus, this particular exhibition celebrating the 1949 Sun Carnival Artist Reunion. This will be at your gallery at 1308 North Oregon. And you're also going to have a lecture on October 30th. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Kevin Wells and Daryl Hyatt and Holly Cox and myself, we're ordained experts in early El Paso art. And we have a passion for reviving the visual history of El Paso. And there were so many great artists today, and there were so many great artists back then. So they are scholars on the subjects, and we will be talking about Tom Lee and about many of the artists, too many to name right now on the radio. But somebody's great-grandma, someone's great-aunt is sure to be a part of the exhibit, and there are some wonderful pieces to see the mountains and the landscapes and the still lifes. It's just a part of El Paso's history. And all these souls are coming back together that knew each other 65 years ago.
The connections, the family names that you start to remember.
The paintings themselves are so happy to be back together.
Where did you find the five that are original to the
show? Well, we have a group called the Early El Paso Art Collectors Organization, and we emailed everybody the original program, and someone said, I've got the one by Vera Weiss. It's called, you know, The Tulips and the Sunshine. And on the back, it has the tag for the Sunset Carnival, and it won second place. And the lady was so happy, you know, and we went and picked it up, and we said, yes, that's it. And now we found four of them that were the actual pieces that were in the catalog. And the funny thing is that some of them were like $12, you know, and some of them, and they run from, you know, $5, $12 up to, you know, $2,000 for these paintings. And people had to drive from Santa Fe, from Albuquerque, from Deming. Back in 1949, that wasn't an easy thing to do.
No. Man. Well, it was the original Sun Carnival exhibition. It was the first juried exhibit for El Paso artists and took submittals from within a 300-mile radius.
That's right.
Which
that's
was
right.
a big deal.
Right. And one of the things that said, drop off your pieces, I think, at American Furniture downtown.
Oh, yes,
because
yes,
they didn't
yes.
have an art association or any place. You know, and lots of the businesses were helping out to make this. They were trying to make El Paso the art capital of Texas.
Well, it did have an impact, not only on making the name of El Paso mean something in the art community, but each artist had one more little check mark in their progress toward some degree of success.
It was a really, really big deal. And to prove it, it's still going on today. And now what else is 65 years old in El Paso arts organizations?
So much work you must have put into this, Hal.
Well, we've been thinking about it for a long time, and I've always been passionate about many of the artists that were really wonderful have gone forgotten. And so this was a perfect opportunity to find people that I had never heard of. I figure if you don't know your history, you don't have a future.
Well, this is a great bit of sleuthing that you've done for the benefit of the entire community.
Oh, we're real proud of it.
You should be. My guest today is our well-known El Paso artist and gallery owner, Hal Marcus. First of all, we need to know about the 11th annual Sunset Heights Tour of Homes and Landmarks, which will take place on Sunday, October the 5th, from noon to 4 p.m. That's tomorrow. And As part of the tour of those nine beautiful locations at the Hal Marcus Gallery, 1308 North Oregon, you'll be able to see the 1949 Sun Carnival Artist Reunion, and that's again from noon to 5. For information, you can call Hal's Gallery at 533-9090. Hal, thanks a million for being here and for setting this up.
Thanks for having me.